This summer, coronavirus concerns and shutdowns have made main streets across Pennsylvania quieter than usual. WPSU partnered with students in Penn State's Donald P. Belisario College of Communications to look at how towns in central Pennsylvania are doing in the run-up to the presidential election. Jake Starr reported on how the town of Warren fared this summer during the pandemic.
Charlie Cox owns Allegheny Antiques in downtown Warren. He says he's been fortunate to be able to keep his business alive during the pandemic.
That's not my sole source of income. If it were, I think I would have had to fold already. So I'm shocked by the small mom and pop businesses that have found a way to continue when I know that it was their main source of income.
At its worst, the unemployment rate in Warren County rose above 13%. Starting in the spring, Warren officials introduced programs to help shore up restaurants and bars. Jim Decker is CEO of the Warren County Chamber of Business and Industry. He helped create Operation Restaurant Rescue, which encouraged residents to order takeout from local restaurants. Those who ordered food were entered into a raffle to win 3 cash prizes, which were split between the winners and the restaurants they ordered from.
The whole idea was to remind folks, hey, these restaurants are open.
Decker and other local officials also worked to connect businesses in Warren with COVID relief funding from the state. Decker says, for many, these benefits were the difference between surviving and closing permanently.
There isn't a business in Warren County that hasn't been impacted in some way, shape, or form.
And businesses weren't the only ones hit hard. Local nonprofits and food banks also struggled to get the resources they needed, and individuals had to adapt too. Victoria Hollis is a mother of 6 and a nurse. Anticipating shortages, she used her pandemic stimulus check in the summer to stock up.
I used some of that money to go buy supplies because the instability of knowing if the supplies are going to be there next month.
Hollis had to put off some bigger expenses she'd been planning, like remodeling her kitchen. An extra $600 a week federal supplement to unemployment benefits expire at the end of July, and another, smaller unemployment benefit ran out quickly. The government has been stalled on a second pandemic stimulus package. Many in Warren, and everywhere, have been working hard to make ends meet. The antiques dealer, Charlie Cox, says some have even been trying to sell him their family antiques to stay afloat. I'm Jake Starr with Matt DeSanto, reporting for WPSU.